Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. I wrote this last Friday during the worst of the smoky conditions, but you're listening to it on Monday when the air quality should be a lot better. So I guess the theme of this community comment is, what the heck just happened? To describe why our air was so smoky here on the coast, I have to use the term perfect storm, even though I don't really like that term. Or to be clear, I didn't really like the movie of that title. Remember the one about the fishing boat that sank off the East Coast? The problem with that movie is that it was supposed to be based on the real story about the loss of the fishing boat Andrea Gale. But we don't know what actually happened to the Andrea Gale. She just never came back. So the entire story was an imagined worst-case horrific scenario. And now I spend a lot of time on the water, and the last thing I want to watch is some landlubber's guess at what can go wrong out there. But that's way off track, so let me get back to the term perfect storm. It turns out it's pretty useful in the weather business because it describes the situation where everything lines up so that things compound each other. This doesn't necessarily mean that they all happen at the same time. It could mean that they happen in a sequence just right that results in the compounding effect. And yeah, this can apply to other aspects of life, but I'll stick to weather. Here are the ingredients that caused us to suffer from smoke last week. First, we had conditions conducive to wildfire inland from here. So that includes dry, windy conditions with lightning to start the fires. And of course, there's always some human-caused ignition as well. But after the fires were started, we had offshore winds that moved the smoke out over the coast. And then, yep, you guessed it, the wind completely died. During the worst of the smoky days, we had a big blobby ridge sitting over us so that there was practically no wind at all and the smoke just parked on top of us. And it stayed there until this week's trough moved through to provide enough wind to scour the smoke away. So now you know what happened. But here's some good news about perfect storms. They don't actually happen very often. It's statistically challenging to have a bunch of events line up just right so that they compound each other's impact. In fact, usually it goes the other way. Consider the 2011 tsunami that devastated the harbor in Crescent City. The highest surges of that tsunami came at low tide. Had they arrived during the high tide, now that would have been a perfect storm, and it would have destroyed homes and businesses instead of just boats and docks. So that's good news. And on that positive note, I hope our forecast from last week was good and the air is clear today. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.